Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Now, gang, here comes another mittful of America's top talented citizenry in answer to the request you sent in to Command Performance, Los Angeles, USA. Your master of ceremonies for tonight's soiree is one of your favorite leading men of the screen, a man who has plenty of savvy in a drawing room and a voice as smooth as a sandpapered baby, Herbert Marshall.
Thank you, Ken, and hello, gang. It's nice to be with you once again. I've never been at the helm of Command Performance before, but as your skipper, I'll try to keep this trip interesting. Matter of fact, there's something worth seeing on our starboard side right now. She's a graceful sloop with full rigging, sleek lines, and a lovely quarterdeck. Fellas, here's a dreamboat if I've ever seen one. Miss Janet Blair.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you were wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and longed before. But who knows where?
Janet, and now, fellas, Command Performance turns to something a little more...
One moment, my pretty friend. I've got a grave problem I want to discuss with you.
Well, Jimmy Durante. Well, what's on your mind, Jimmy?
As I have stated heretofore, I have a problem.
A problem, eh? A dilemma of a controversial nature capable of solution by a neutral arbiter or a... concertant requiring the jurisprudential talents of a barrister?
How do you like this guy? Now I got two problems.
No, I was merely inquiring, Jimmy, whether I could be of any assistance.
Oh, well, maybe you can. Being a great lover of the screen, you see, my problem is fillies.
Fillies?
Yeah, dames, wrens, chicks, wrenches, babes, frails, cuties, skirts.
Oh, tomatoes.
A Conrad. Look, Mr. Marshall, here's my problem. I can't get any place with women, and I figure a guy like you...
Might possibly be of some assistance, huh?
You took the words right out of my mouth, and that's very unsanitary.
But how can I do anything for you, Jimmy?
You know, I've watched you perform on the screen. You take a girl in your arms, you open your mouth and say something to her, and what comes out? That velvet voice. I take a girl in my arms, open my mouth and say something to her, and what comes out? Her old lady.
Well, maybe you're not saying the right things.
Perchance. Perchance. But that's the way you come in, Mr. Marshall. I could use a little tutoring if your tutor's not too busy. You know, you might teach me a few points, and Durrani was always one to very quickly learn.
If you'll pardon me, old boy, you just spit an infinitive.
Naturally, I don't want to make a pig out of myself.
Oh, no, forgive me now.
Excuse my dangling participle. But, Mr. Marshall, if it isn't a trade secret, I'd like to have you explain just what approach you use with the gentler sex.
The gentler sex?
A figure of speech.
Very well. Just for the sake of explanation, we'll take a hypothetical girl.
All right, but be it understood, I don't usually run around with that type of female.
Of course. Now, if you have a marriage in mind with this particular girl, you hinted it subtly by sending her orange blossoms.
Orange blossoms would just insult my girl. She looks like a smudge pot.
Now, Jimmy, I thought you were serious about this thing. You can't take romance lightly.
Au contraire, I take it seriously. A l'amour, toujours l'amour. And back to l'amour for some more toujours. I love that kind of carriers on.
Maybe I could be of more help to you, Jimmy, if I knew exactly what type of woman appealed to you.
I seen a picture the other day, and there was a girl in there who really had something. Her name was, Lauren Bacall.
Oh, you mean to have or have not?
Yeah, in certain places she has, and where other girls have not.
Yes, I understand Miss Bacall is quite a bewitching creature with a haunting voice.
Precisely, precisely. I've had dames thrilled me before when they talk, but when this girl says one syllable, my goose pimples stand up and shake hands with each other.
Now, if you'll forgive me, I don't think you have quite the right appeal for Miss Bacall. I've heard she prefers men who live dangerously.
What are you talking about? With my nose, every time I walk through a revolving door, I'm living dangerously.
I've got news for you, Jimmy. Miss Bacall is going to be here tonight.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. And this is the second time today my horn has been swoggled.
Now, if you want to meet her while you're at your best, I suggest you spruce up a bit.
An excellent suggestion. I shall don a more sturdy toupee. In case the young lady cares to run barefooted through my hair. I'll leave it. I'll even take off my own shoes in case she wants to vice versa.
All right, Jimmy. See you later. And now, while we're waiting for the bewitching Miss Bacall to put in an appearance, here is one of the greatest Western musical groups in this or any other land. The Sons of the Pioneers. The boys sing Columbus Stockade Blues.
Columbus, Georgia, long to be back in Tennessee. Way down in Columbus, Tennessee, friends have turned their backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish to, never let me cross your mind. If in your heart love another, leave me, darling, I don't mind.
Last night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. Then I found I was mistaken. I was peeping through those bars.
Go and leave me if you wish to, never let me cross your mind. and I don't mind.
Thanks. Thanks, fellas. That was swell. Well, gentlemen of the AEF, meet once more the newest drama girl of the screen, the star of To Have and Have Not, Miss Lauren Bacall.
Thank you very much, Bob.
I might as well warn you right now, Lauren. There's a gentleman here tonight who's very much smitten with you.
Really? Why does he like me?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's because you're a girl.
That's funny. I thought Bob Hope was out of town.
No. This isn't Bob. Bob is still in his reservation at Griffith Park. This happens to be Jimmy Durante.
I didn't know Jimmy was a ladies' man.
Well, he isn't, but he imagines that you go for two-fisted he-men, so he's decided to become one. Please bear with him.
Oh, don't worry. I'll show him a good time.
Good. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy Durante.
Did someone call for Rick?
Jimmy, I'd like you to meet Miss Lauren Bacall. Mr. Durante. Lauren?
How do you do, Mr. Durante?
How do you do? Kiss me, kiddo.
Why, Mr. Durante, I thought you were a gentleman.
Not me. I'm the Bogart type. You see, I'm a mug.
You certainly have.
Touché, kiddo, touché. But let's cut out the small talk and live life to the full. I take my fun where I find it. And sister, now I've found it.
Say, you are the Humphrey Bogart type, aren't you? I had no idea you were so masterful, so overpowering.
How do you like that? I was anticipating trouble.
Oh, Jimmy, take me in your big, strong arms. Crush me to your manly chest and squeeze me till there isn't a breath left in your body.
Move over. Move over, Sinatra. You're going to have company. Come here, Slim.
Oh, darling, I want you to kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Sorry, only one to a customer. I don't throw those lips around, you know. Let this one do you. Well, Slim, how was it?
Were you ever bit by a dead bee?
I love a dame with a sense of humor. Come here, Slim, and I'll sting you again. Company? At a time like this, come on over in the corner where we can be alone, kiddo. Hey, Marshal, answer the door. I'm going to be busy.
Why, it's Humphrey Bogart.
Say, isn't that Lauren Bacall over in the corner with her arms around the guy?
Oh, don't worry, Bogey. She's just giving him a brush off.
Yeah, that kind of a broom I should have.
Don't get excited. It's only Jimmy Durante. He's trying to prove to himself he's a ladies' man by acting tough. Lauren is just playing along with him.
Oh, I see. Well, I think I'll go over and throw a little scare into him. Hey, Durante.
Don't bother me. I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Well, reach for the ceiling.
A babe like McCall right next to me, and he wants me to reach for the ceiling.
Jimmy. Jimmy, don't you know who that is? That's Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, I didn't recognize him without Peter Lorre.
Durante? Durante, keep away from my girl or I'll punch you under the nose.
Under the nose?
Don't you mean on his nose?
No, I don't like easy targets.
Don't fight, boys.
There's only one way to settle this thing, Durante, and that's man to man.
Okay, I'm ready. Where's your
My what?
Where's the man that represents you?
You better... Better not fool with me, Durante. I'm a pretty hard guy.
Oh, yeah? I'm pretty hard myself.
I could break you in two with my bare hands.
I could break you in two with my bare hands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you my mob's tougher than your mob.
Oh, yes. Well, every man in my mob is a scoundrel.
Well, we're all ruffians, so there.
I've had enough of this. Goodbye, you two killers.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I thought you wanted a date tonight.
I do. I'm going inside right now and call Roddy McDowell.
Now, gang, I'd like to have you meet one of your favorite film players and a stout fella, Mr. Edward Arnold.
Thank you, and hello, everybody.
Edward Arnold, what are you doing here? I know you heard Lauren Bacall was here, on. I know you heard Barnum.
Yeah, I know all about
wait
it.
Wait a minute. Let me get this line.
You want it out. All right, let's take it out.
He knows it's a laugh. I know you heard Lauren Bacall was on, and you came down to muscle in on my territory.
Well, Jimmy, that is a thought, but first I have a letter here from Private First Class Tex Swan at APO 246.
What does that PFC want? On command performance, a PFC is practically a major.
Well, brother, Swan used to work in a little radio station down in Texas, and he wants command performance to do their impression of a typical small-town broadcasting station.
You mean one of those clam bakes where everyone doubles on different shows and does everything but sweep up the joint?
Yeah, that's right. So if Bart Marshall, Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Jeanette Blair, Kenneth Carpenter will gather around me, we'll go on the air.
This calls for versatility, and it's just lucky I'm good at voice.
Station KREJ is on the air. And don't forget, KREJ spelled backwards is jerk. And now to start your day off, right? Here are your two sunshine wake-up boys, full of fun and frolic and vim and vigor and, well, here they are, Jimmy and Herbie.
Here we are, the sunshine boys, and happy to be back. When it comes to spreading fun, we sure have got the knack. We leave you rolling in the aisles until you're black and blue.
We'll say what's cooking, murder Jack, and then we'll say what's new.
My junior partner.
Yes, we are the Sunshine Boys. We're glad to be with you. And when it comes to spreading joy, that's what we'd like to do. It's time to start another day, and that's not one of those rumors. So, sisters, get your nighties off and climb into your bloomers.
Thank you, Jimmy and Herbie. And now for the correct time from Brenda, our pet hen. Take it, Brenda. At the sound of the egg drop, it was exactly 3:55 a.m.
The correct time and breakfast. No other clock can make this statement.
And now we bring you your exercise man, Happy Slim Arnold.
Men, are you a little overweight? Do you jump out of your bed before your wife does in the morning so you can steal her girdle? You try to hustle her your bustle and muscle, and so all you can grab is flab. What you need is some good calisthenics. In no time, you'll have a figure like mine. Now I'll put on a little music for the first exercise. Touch your nose, touch your toes. Keep your head out, get the lead out.
I regret to inform you that Happy Slim is no longer with us.
Now? And with those sweet strains of Guy Lombardo in his royal kingdom, we usher in Schmugelmeier's Soup Hour. First, a word about our product. This week's special is Schmugelmeier's Oxtail Soup. We show you oxtail soup being made from genuine oxtail. Here's a scene that takes place every day at the Schmugelmeier farm.
Moo.
Hold steady, boy.
Moo.
Ouch!
There. Put that one in the can, Joe.
Thank you, Benny Goodman. Now it's time once more for the friendly advice from that master of human relations, Dr. Arnold.
Oh, thank you.
First problem will be the case of Mrs. S.S.
Now, Mrs. S.S., what's troubling you?
Oh, I have a terrible problem. You see, last week my mother fell off a 10-story building.
Oh, you don't say.
And now, the Tinkelhoff Teabag Hour. Another episode in that thrilling story, Life Can Be Soggy. Does your teabag bag? If so, switch to Tinkelhoff's. Tinkelhoff's teabags come in three convenient sizes. The small teacup size, the larger pot size, and the huge bag you can use for a pillow. And now for our story. The life of Millicent Munch. Girl Revolving Door. The story that asks the burning question, will she? As we left Millicent yesterday... she'd fallen into a manhole. She stooped to pick up a cigarette butt and a truck hit her. This morning, she is at home. And so, once again, let's drop in on Millicent Munch. Whoops, Millicent isn't ready yet. Thank you, Harry James. And now for our story. Millicent Munch, Girl Revolving Door. Leave us drop in on Millicent again. My goodness, what are you dressing for, the North Pole? Oh, well, we'll try later. That was the correct Pacific Mountain and Central Standard Time. And there comes Eastern Daylight now. And for our story... Thank you, Paul Whiteman. Now back to our story. The story of Millicent Munch. As we drop in on Millicent now, she better be ready.
Oh, dear, another day of life. What'll I do? Oh, I know. I'll get my no-good husband out of bed and get him off to work. John, wake up. John, wake up.
My name is Jimmy.
Or whatever it is, get up.
I smell bacon and eggs are frying.
Pull your nose in from the window. That's the restaurant 2 blocks away.
It's the last time I'll sleep with my nose out of the window.
Why?
The neighbors hung their wash on it. Long underwear and my schnoz. It's lucky they left the flap open. I would have suffocated.
Why don't you go out and go to work? Well, quick, hide in the closet. I think it's the Iceman.
Why should I hide from the Iceman?
He doesn't know I'm married.
Oh, well, this ought to bring down the price of ice.
Come in.
Good morning, Billy. Here's your ice.
Morning. Put it down and give me a little of your cold shoulder.
That's my wife, the aloof type.
Millie, I love you madly, but we got to cut out this necking.
Don't you want to kiss me anymore?
Yes, but they're too powerful. Yesterday, I went out to my truck and melted myself out of business.
Oh, baby, did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, quick, hide in the closet. That's the butcher boy.
Why should I hide from the butcher boy?
He doesn't know I've got an ice man.
As you say, sweetie. It's dark in this closet.
Ouch! I'll thank you to be careful what you grab with those tongues.
Come in.
Hiya, Slim.
Did you bring my chop? Lamb.
I sure did. How about me giving you a little kiss?
I'll change markets if you don't. Oh, what a kiss.
That's how I kill cows at the slaughterhouse.
I'm a little bit dizzy myself.
Hold me back. Hold me back.
Why should I hold you back?
Because I'm afraid to go out there. He'll murder me.
Hold me closer, big boy. Closer. Closer.
Oh, please, honey, you're crushing my calf's liver.
But I can't live without you. Oh, quick, hide in the closet. That must be the laundry man.
Why should I hide from the laundry man?
Well, he doesn't know that I've got a butcher boy.
That makes sense. Oh, I beg your pardon, fellas.
That's all right. A little crowded, but being a butcher, you won't mind hanging on a hook.
Yes, come in, but remember, in this closet, you get no bread with one mort ball. Close the door.
Come in. Well, who are you?
I'm Janet, the laundry man.
The laundry man?
Yes, didn't you ever hear of the manpower shortage?
Not around here.
Oh, I see. Well, where's the laundry bag?
Read that again.
Oh, yes, yes. So sorry. Where's the laundry bag?
Right there in the closet.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness!
What's the matter? Didn't you ever see a closet full of men before?
Yes, but...
Tune in tomorrow for the rest of Janet's Yes, But. And for another thrilling chapter in the life of Millicent Munch. Thank you, Tommy Dorsey.
Okay, now if Brenda, our pet hen, will give us the correct time, KREJ will go off the air. Come on now, Brenda, cackle. Oh, come on now, Brenda, cackle.
Cackle, Danya!
Oh, well. Southern fried chicken tonight.
So long from all of us men and the best of the best from the USA.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶